Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one
Frankie.
Without the other.
Sing it again, Frankie. All right, well, we're not here for Frank Sinatra. 7:15. By the way, high 84 degrees today. Full forecast coming up in just a few minutes here in Ron's News. For now, we welcome back to the program as they join us each week this half hour, Joe and Cindy Farini. Thanks for coming back, guys.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Wonderful. All right, so we're talking about anger and perhaps explosive anger. And let's start with Dad. So how do we start even? Let's see. What do we do with couples who struggle with anger? You want to just start there?
Sure. Yeah. Unfortunately, this is a very real issue in a lot of marriages today. But I think we've learned over the years that we need to realize that when it comes to this topic of anger, we need to be very careful about overgeneralizing. For example, there are some people that have some serious biochemical imbalances that could cause some people to behave irrationally.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these are the type of people that just need to have some serious medical attention in order to get their emotional swings under control. So that's just one group of people that have anger issues. And many times you can see this type of behavior even before you get married, in your future spouse or in the dynamics of that person's family's behavior toward one another. But for our experience, and I think this is where this question is really going to, the ranting and the exploding in anger that occurs a lot of times in homes today is really a symptom of a much deeper issue. And that issue is sin. And, you know, somehow, Kathleen, in our culture today, and Brian, it seems that it's become fashionable, it's become acceptable, and more convenient to categorize things under the banner of problems. For example, I mean, we hear people say to us things like, well, I just have a pornography problem, or I just have a sexual addiction problem, or I just have an anger problem. Well, the reality is that you don't have a pornography problem, you have a sinning problem. Okay, you don't have a sexual addiction problem, you have a sinning problem. And you don't have an anger problem, you have a sinning issue. And because sin is the origin of a lot of our behavioral problems, we need to deal with the real issue. And so when sin is the origin of the problem, the way to tame it, the way to get it under control, is to begin with confessing and repenting that sin and asking God to take control of your life, your words and your actions. And in other words, what we're asking God to do at that point is to fill us with His Spirit, according to Ephesians 5:18. And when you ask God to fill you, what you're asking Him to do is just take control to empower you and direct your words and your actions. And I can tell you that the only way that you're going to restore peace back into that marriage and back into that home again, that a home that's plagued with anger, is to surrender to the Lordship of Christ in your life. And we need to give Him, if you will, control of every aspect, especially this anger issue. And as you know, I mean, when you do that, it's either the spouse that, or both, it could be one or both spouses that have this anger issue. But when you're dealing with this anger issue and you're asking God to fill you with His Spirit, what you're asking Him to do also is to give you the fruit of the Spirit, according to Galatians 5:22 and 23. And let me just read that. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And against such things, there is no law. And so the way to have victory over anger is to begin to manifest the fruit of the Spirit, especially the kindness part, the goodness, the gentleness, the self-control. You know, these are manifestations of the fruit of the Spirit that are in direct opposite to anger. So, I mean, that would be my initial response to your simple question, what do you do with anger? You do it the Jesus way. You let Him take control of your life.
Yeah. Now, Mom, I'm wondering, you know, when someone starts getting angry, is there a way to be able to, like, do you relate to them? Do you confront them? Do you ignore it? How do you even begin this process?
Well, first of all, you know, I love what Dad had to say, because I think a lot of times we take things into our own hands and we sort of forget to put Jesus into the equation. So that's really helpful. But, you know, I think that when it comes to confronting or, you know, how you relate to a person, I think one of the things you have to do is recognize if if and when and how you're getting into that downhill spiral. And there's a great book by Tim and Joy Downs, who are on the speaker team for Family Life, and it's called Fight Fair. And so I'm just going to read just a short list of how to recognize if you're going into that downhill spiral, because then I think you'll recognize where you need to sneak in there and make some kind of a confrontation. But the first thing is if you notice that there is increasing anger and if there's increasing defensiveness, and if there's increasing attacks on a person's character rather than, you know, what their actions are, and then increasing sarcasm, increasing confusion over the original issue. How often does that happen when you start off disagreeing about one thing and pretty soon you're yelling about, you know, three other topics that don't even go with the first one? And then just when there's just real momentum getting going into this anger situation. And so I think, you know, we have to know, is our spouse teachable? Are they humble? Are they willing to be accountable, whether it be to, you know, to us as their spouse or to somebody else? Like, is there going to be a responsibility to make some changes in this anger? You know, if you think about what little kids see when we get angry, they're small. And if we're angry, can you imagine just how big that looks and how frightening that is? And I think, you know, we sometimes, in terms of then making a, you know, relating to that or making a confrontation, we have to be thinking, like, what do we look like to somebody else or to our children? And then maybe one of us just needs to say, you know, let's just take a break from this for a minute and let's just kind of cool down. Maybe the discussion would be better in a public place, like at dinner in a quiet, you know, corner table where you know you're not going to explode because you have other people around you. You know, what is it going to look like to be able to confront that person? And in a minute, I will give some examples if we need help, what we need to do.
How do you know when it's time to seek outside help?
Well, let me start here. Then Mom has a great illustration for this one. But when all your conversations end in yelling and leading to tears, or a good litmus test to find out you need help is to watch the children. I mean, if the children are running away from you, if the children are covering their ears, if the children are crying when you guys are always arguing with one another, that is time to get some help.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And the book that I referenced, and by the way, I have five books actually that I'm going to put on the Facebook page of My Marriage Matters so that people will have some good books to take a look at if they're interested. But really, by far, Fight Fair, is such a great book. But I want to give the list that Tim and Joy Downs give. There's just five short points, and then I want to give a quick illustration. So when you need to get outside help, it would look something like this. You know, if there's violence or uncontrollable anger, get help. When there's been past trauma or abuse in your life, you probably need to get help. When your mate is unwilling to make or keep the rules that you've set, you need to get help and get someone else in there. The Downses go through this, and at the end of the book, they give you a whole setup of how to make rules for how to fight fair in your marriage. Mm-hmm. And the fourth one is when the relationship itself is in a downhill spiral. So not just the argument, but the whole relationship. You know, you always sort of default to the same argument, and then it just downhill spirals. And you need someone to intervene and help you know when to stop that. And then lastly, when you're in a deadlock on reoccurring issues and you just have the same, you're fighting about the same things all the time. And I think people just then tend to just keep getting madder and madder because it's like you're not hearing me. And the point of conflict is to understand the other person, not necessarily to win. I think too often we just want to win. You know, whoever's getting really angry, they're trying to make a point. They want to win. But one of the examples I use when I speak at Family Life is just taking a can of pop. And you know, if you shake a can of pop or a liter of, you know, some kind of pop and you open it, it sprays straight up. And that happened to me in the kitchen one time. And so I cleaned everything up. I thought, oh, God, I got everything clean. About a year later, I recognized I had to get something in my top shelf and I couldn't get the door open. And it was sticky. It just kind of had, you know, sugared shut, you know, it was really sticky. And it just was such a great illustration to me about anger and how when we explode like that, you know, our anger kind of goes everywhere, whether it's to our children, to our spouse, to people around us. And, you know, we spray into little parts of their hearts, our spouse and our children, our friends, our family, our ministry coworkers when we get angry. And it's really hard to clean up that mess when we don't keep up with it. And so, you know, certainly we need to understand, like as we always say, back it up. And what do we, when we back it up, where do we recognize that that anger is starting? So, you know, when I cleaned up that top shelf, I realized how hard it was to open that door. And I realized how hard it is to open people's hearts when we have badgered them with our anger. And so we need to stop that. And for some people, that's all they've learned. They've only learned how to be angry, and that's how they get their way. They want to point their finger at somebody else and say, you know, I'm right. And so there's a lot that will go behind how to deal with the anger that we have. But we have seen so many people conquer this sin, and it's possible, but it's going to take time. It's going to take, you know, a lot of effort between couples really loving each other and working through it. So, you know, I'll put these on our Facebook page so people can take a look at those books. And I think they're really helpful.